Salut tout le monde, welcome to another exciting episode of the Lab Series, a podcast dedicated to languages and books. Today, I'll be sharing how to track your language learning and benefits of tracking your language learning. First of all, you need to understand that learning a language is a process and you have to make tracking it a part of your language learning routine. So what does it mean to track your language learning? It is just measuring what you're putting in and getting out. That is, measuring the time you invest in your language learning and seeing just where you are on your language journey. I always suggest that language learners track their language learning because there are so many benefits. Number one, it helps you know if you're making progress or not. Number two, it helps you know how much time you have spent learning that language. Number three, it helps you know the language skill you need to improve on. The four language skills are listening, speaking, writing, and reading. So tracking your language learning helps you know if you should focus more on listening, on writing, on speaking, or on reading. Number four, it helps you know the tools or apps or resources that are working for you and the ones that are not working for you. Number five, sometimes it helps you know the language activity you like the most. So for instance, when you're doing a weekly review, you can see that you spent more time reading in your target language than listening to a podcast. So it basically helps you know your favorite language activity. Lastly, you can take a break and pick up from where you stopped. But if you're not tracking your language learning, you can't even know where to pick up from. Especially if you take a break, you might start learning the language all over again. Now, there are different ways you can track your language learning, but I will share just two ways. Number one, you can use a notebook or a journal. I'm sure someone is wondering, but this option is old school. Well, sometimes the old school option is still effective. You can also use sticky notes or colored pencils to make this a bit customized and engaging for you. So whatever activity you engaged in, you write it in your notebook. It can be completing a lesson or five new words you just learned or anything depending on your language learning routine. Just make sure you write the date, the activity or the goal you accomplished, and do this consistently. You can check the internet for more ideas on how to use a notebook to track your language learning. Number two, you can use a language tracker. Yes, there are language trackers available online. Some are free, some you have to pay, but you just have to find the one that works for you. Also, you have to consider the language you are learning as well. So I always recommend that you first of all search for language trackers that are available in the language you're learning. So for instance, if you're learning French, then search for language trackers for French learners. If you're learning Spanish, then search for language trackers for Spanish learners. The good thing is, some of these trackers also come with other features like a planner. All right? Finally, it is important to note that if you don't learn your target language regularly, your tracking won't be effective. So to get the best out of tracking your language learning, you should commit to learning at least 5 times a week. So that's it for today. I hope you learned something new. Remember, if you want to learn another language, start now, practice daily, and don't stop. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to share this episode with a friend. Bye.